Okay, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and in our next segment, we always love for you to join us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can also check out some of our work online at eradiosports.com. Well, the Major League Baseball season, of course, it is in full swing, and tonight, we're going to head straight to Chicago and focus our attention on the White Sox, who certainly have some intriguing young prospects and some young talent that perhaps could give them an immediate boost in 2014, because I know those White Sox fans, they are looking for some hope and they're looking for some optimism and certainly a better team than 1 year ago. It is such a pleasure to introduce this evening author and former longtime sports writer with the Chicago Tribune, Bob Vanderburg. Bob, how are you?
Oh, real good, Alyssa. Real good.
Well, it's good to have you on with us. I know you're playing a little bit hurt, but you showed up for the Big E Sports Show and we so appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, tonight, underway, the Chicago White Sox, they host the Cleveland Indians, and we wanted to catch up with you and just kind of get the pulse on the White Sox. I know that you were out there for opening day, but what are your thoughts on the 25-man roster and just this reshaping process that has taken place with the White Sox?
Well, it's so far it seems to be working out okay. You know, they're playing about 500 ball, and the Cuban first baseman, Jose Abreu, is so starting to swing the bat, and so is Avi Garcia, the young outfielder they got from Detroit last July. And the pitching's going to be shaky. I think they're going to be searching for their fourth and fifth starters all year, but somebody's going to come and help them that way. But they're going to need some problems. And Cleveland, of course, is a team that went 17-2 against them last year, so there's a lot of payback do this weekend. We'll see what they do.
Yes, definitely. Certainly a great motivator in that particular matchup. But you were talking about some of the key arrivals and Jose Abreu. And I think you are absolutely spot on because he has appeared as good as advertised and definitely a force at bat. Talk some more about Jose.
Yeah, he hit opening day. We were there in like the first or second pitch. He just did a rocket out over the right fielder's head against the fence. And then the next time up, he came up with, I think the bases were loaded, and he hit a bullet in the left field for a base hit, two runs scored there. It just seemed like everything he went into a little lull in Kansas City, but it just seems like the ball just jumps off his bat. It comes off so hard, and he hits to all fields, and you don't get too many rookies. Of course, there aren't too many 27-year-old rookies, but you don't get too many first-year players who come to the major leagues and show that kind of hitting the ball with that kind of authority to all fields. It's really, really, really remarkable.
You know, you talk about Jose Abreu and just offensively his contributions and what he means to the White Sox. But let's talk about defensively, because another key arrival was third baseman Matt Damonson. And he started the season in AAA. Can you kind of give us some insight on him and perhaps potentially what he will be able to do? Because the scouting report has been very high on Matt.
Yeah, I thought that was a good deal, and the Sox traded the best reliever for the last 2 years, Addison Reed, to get him, and a lot of people talked about, no, they should have done that, but the White Sox, these guys know how to, they seem to value their, have a good line on their own players, and I think they realize that Reed, could be easily replaced, and they had a chance to go out and get it. Get a guy like Davidson, who looks like he's going to be a dangerous, power hitter, has some work to do on his fielding. That's probably why they sent him down to AAA. But I'm sure he'll be back. I'd be surprised if he's not back by the middle of June, because he has that kind of he has that kind of power bat. So that was a good deal. Connor Gillespie is taking his spot for now, but I think. Within a couple of months, I think that we'll see Matt Davidson up. He's an outstanding young prospect.
Absolutely, yeah, and refine some things defensively in terms of his skills. But what about one of the surprises? What Marcus Semien has shown versatility in field with playing what three different positions?
Yeah, he can play second, short, and third. And from Cal Berkeley, was MVP in the Southern Association last year at Birmingham, and. It looks like he tries to hit everything, pull everything, but maybe he'll learn. Whether he's going to be a starter, I don't know. They have another second baseman down in AAA, Micah Johnson from Indiana University, who just who stole 84 bases in the minor leagues last year, and is a real athlete and has improved tremendously as a hitter. And I wouldn't be surprised if he weren't up before this in the end of the season, in September anyway. And they're pretty well set at shortstop for the time being with Ramirez. And we talked about third base already. But he's the kind of guy who can. Simeon is the kind of guy who can play anywhere, it appears, and do a pretty good job.
Hey, we are continuing to celebrate the start of the 2014 Major League Baseball season this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we are going one-on-one with Bob Vanderburg, the author of his new book, 100 Things White Sox Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Always a big thank you to our good friends at Triumph Books. We're going to hit on that here in just a moment. But talk to us a little bit about in terms of the pitching, because the White Sox, they are very confident with going to war with three left-handed pitchers in their rotation. When you got guys like Chris Sale, Jose Quintana, and John Danks?
Johnny Danks is back. This is his second year back from the surgery, and he seems to be throwing much better, free and easy. He has no complaints at all. There's no pain. Last year he was throwing, about 82, 83. And that was not John Danks. But this year he's throwing harder, and his changeup is much improved. And of course, the changeup, if you're throwing a changeup at 81 miles an hour and your fastball is about 83 or 84, you're not going to get much. You're not going to fool too many hitters. But the fact that he's doing it this year shows that he is throwing harder.
You know, let me jump in here. You know, Bob, I have to wonder, too, what is the future for Chris Sale? I mean, number one pitcher, what last year he signed that five-year, $32 million contract. But with this team, with the White Sox looking to improve, do you think that he could perhaps become a trade option?
Well, it's always a possibility. But they really like, they seem like they pick out three or four guys. And they decided these are the guys they're going to build around. These are going to be the faces of the franchise. These are the guys who are going to be the people that be the guys who kind of tie in with the fans, you know. And I know what you're thinking, and I've thought about it too, because I'm worried sometimes about his he has a violent delivery, and he throws hard, you know. But he's got a world of talent, and there are very few left-handed hitters in baseball who would like to. Like the bat against them.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Bob Vanderburg has been with us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, has worked in various capacities with the Chicago Tribune since 1972, and we want to encourage you guys to go out and get a copy of his book. It is the ultimate resource for true White Sox fans. It is titled 100 Things White Sox Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And my wonderful producer, Andy Pondillo, he's waving me down. He's saying we got to go to commercial break. So, Bob, we will just extend an invitation once again and have you back. Thank you so much.
Okay, real good.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.